BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, it's Scott, and this is Tuesday's podcast. I wasn't allowed to say big or weekend during the show today. If I did, people could ring up and get tickets to Radio 1's big weekend in Derry, Londonderry. Listen how I'm trying to avoid it and getting really, really stressed throughout the show. Also, Real or No Real was a corker with Charlie Sloth. And this is brilliant. Innuendo Bingo with the legend that is Lorraine Kelly, everybody.
BBC
Did you ever think the day would come, Chris, where you'd be spitting all over Lorraine Kelly?
It's an absolute honour.
Isn't it?
Well, it's going to be.
National treasure, right there.
Yeah, she's very famous, isn't she?
Very famous.
Like, huge star. I can say it.
Huge guest for us. And she's totally up for a laugh as well.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, I spent many hours with Lorraine.
Have you?
Yeah. We know each other very well.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, this is stressing me out. I'm not allowed to say those two words, and I'm not going to.
You sound like you're trying too hard already.
I am. I'm really having to think about this.
Because it's a massive deal, isn't it? Or you could say it's a deal.
It's a huge deal, isn't it?
Massive.
Remember, if I ever do say those two words, then you could be going to that festival thing.
Thing is, I can say it, can't I? It's just you this refers to here.
Go right ahead.
Which is great, because that means I can do everything I can to catch you out. Listen, I'm going to say it big. We can. It's fine. You can't.
No.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Today is a great day because here is Lorraine Kelly. Hi.
What a build up.
I'm so excited about this.
It's very nice to see you and to give you a wee squeeze.
I know, we haven't had a hug for a while.
I know.
And I love your hugs.
I know, they're good, aren't they?
She's my TV mum.
It's amazing. So you spent time in the desert together.
You don't understand. I love this woman.
Right.
We have trekked through a desert
together.
We have slept together.
Together in the plane.
Yes,
we
have.
Beside each other.
I wasn't going to mention that, but I'm glad you did. We did.
Right.
We just kind of just had a little spoon on the way back.
Is this a bit like, you know, on Gavin and Stacey where they talk about the fishing trip?
No, nothing like that.
No.
We've seen each other's feet.
It doesn't get more intimate than that, really.
Yes.
On the desert trek, and they were ruined, weren't they?
They were pretty ghastly.
Seems like ages ago now.
I know, it's about 2 years ago.
2 years, yeah.
You still haven't taken me out and got me drunk, you promised.
Do you know what? I need to do that. But, like, your hours are not conducive to that right now.
That's an offer.
I know.
We did go for a drink, but then I think you had to be up the next day.
Yeah, we have to do it the weekend.
I'm so doing that.
Okay.
Can I come to your castle in Dundee?
Yes, you can. It's not a castle.
You've blatantly got a moat.
You're going to be very disappointed.
Have you got a moat?
You've got a moat.
I haven't got a moat. That's outrageous that I've not got a moat.
Why not?
I know.
Lorraine Kelly. Get a moat.
I'll dig a wee trench in the garden.
Oh, love, it's really good to see you. And it's really good that you're playing Innuendo Bingo today. You've heard it before.
Oh, yes.
You know what's going on.
Oh, yes.
Because Rosie, your daughter, loves it.
She does. She'll be listening now and thinking to herself, oh, Mum, please don't embarrass me, but I will.
Okay, we're going to play one more song, which is Noah in the Whale. And then, everybody, you need to watch this on the Radio 1 website, on your computer, laptop, even on your mobile you can watch it. There's no excuse not to watch. We're taking it up a level with Lorraine Kelly next. Get on the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. You'll see a little holding screen at the moment, and we'll play Noah in the Whale, and then we will be on. Make sure you watch.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And actual Lorraine Kelly is here playing Innuendo Bingo. I can't believe this. So good. Lorraine's heard the game before, but she has never taken part. Do you know, you were on my, my dream list of people to play it, of course.
Okay, good. Hope I don't disappoint.
I do want you to get fully involved, though,
yes,
Lorraine.
Yes, yes.
You know, you might never do it again, so get fully involved.
Absolutely.
There is a bin there if you want it, but I wouldn't bother with that. I'd just aim at him.
Yeah. You don't mind.
The unspoilt. No. Did you just call him unspoilt?
Yeah, well, he was changing his T-shirt, so I was able to see his wee chest, and it's so cute. Mm.
Unspoilt.
That's
what she called you. Unspoilt.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's lovely.
Here we go.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45.
It is.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
So get on your phone and watch it. If you're on the move, if you are maybe doing some work at the moment, down tools and watch Innuendo Bingo. That's one. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Lorraine Kelly's playing and you will want to watch this because it's going to get wet. Are we ready?
Yes.
Yes, right, I can't believe this. It's so exciting.
Lorraine Kelly, fill your cheeks.
Cheers. And is it just water?
Yeah.
Just the water. Yeah,
okay. It's quite cold, I warn
but
you.
But do put a lot in your mouth.
Okay.
If you can. Just uh-huh. quite a lot. Just I nearly said something really bad. Mm-hmm. A large mouthful. Ready? Laughing already. And we start with a TV show called Daybreak. No hands, Lorraine, that's the rules. Mm. If the water spills, it spills. And Richard Arnold, let's slip a behind-the-scenes secret here.
The weather, shocking, can you believe it? I went out yesterday in a short and had to go to a shop to buy a trouser. Apparently our very own Sue Jameson has had to cover her lettuce with a fleece.
This is amazing! You're right, Lorraine. You see, he does go for it. He goes for
no,
it.
No, it's fine. I was being polite. I'm not going to be polite.
No.
Right, okay.
No, take that out.
Yeah.
No politeness. And now...
Everything again?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, on and on and on.
There's quite a few, Lorraine.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
God, it's not fine, is it? Okay. Over to Dame Helen Mirren now at the Olivier Awards on Innuendo Bingo. The very open-minded in the theatre.
And also a very special thanks to two fantabulous dollies who, Jorge Maria...
Oh, it's rude.
I'm sorry, I've got it all over your bed.
Oh, no, hen.
No, we're fine. Wow, I never thought I'd hear that.
This is incredible. Okay. She's loving it. Loving life.
I'm loving life.
This is brilliant. Okay. More water, please.
Yep.
Back to BBC Radio 1 next. Mm. And Danny Howard has an exciting invitation from Alice Levine.
I thought you were going to say someone let you down, so you had to ask me, but thanks for inviting me.
A few people cancelled.
Do I have to come in my pyjamas, by the way?
I'd love you to come in your pyjamas.
Straight in the face there.
Oh,
the rain.
Oh,
you little monkey.
Oh, dear. Okay. Right, okay, no, that's fine.
Are you still fine? Or are
yeah,
you going
no,
to have
good.
A are
not
you
going
to have a Divas drop any second?
No.
Are you
no,
going
right.
to leave?
I'm going to get my revenge.
Okay, I would do that. Right.
I'm still on my first one and you're
fill your
way
cheeks,
ahead of me.
Lorraine. Yeah. Fill your cheeks.
Really fill your cheeks.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
I hope you're watching this on the Radio 1 website. It's gold. Over to the badminton horse trials now. And the jockeys getting to know their horses very well.
I would like to give them the benefit of the doubt here, I have to say. The horse over jumps, hits the takeoff of the second bank. He decided to pull the horse off.
Can I say, someone no. that hit you and then came back
yeah,
on me?
That was a bad one. Ooh, it's cold.
The rain, you're a mess.
I know.
Oh, I'm soaking as well. Oh, dear. Oh.
Your makeup's all over the shop.
Am I panda? Am I panda face?
It's not as bad as you think it is.
Oh, it's all right. Oh, I am panda face, so that's fine.
Fine.
That's all right. Right, are we ready again?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
These aren't going to dry out.
You can watch this now on the Radio 1 website. It's fantastic. Mm. Lorraine Kelly playing Innuendo Bingo. So many people watching. Okay, we cross to MasterChef now. More water, please. Starts to get towards the final. The contestants start using the more unusual ingredients. Mm.
They're served with steamed water egg with crab meat, stir-fried cockles and peanuts, a soy and a tofu emulsion, and a side of morning glory.
Lorraine, get him! Get him, Lorraine!
No!
You're getting soaked!
I know, it's terrible.
Right,
I don't wear anything
get him
seafood.
Back. Stop being a lady.
You went on cockles.
I went on cockles. You had me at cockles.
Yeah. All right. Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, right.
Right. Okay.
More water, please.
Yes, we have.
Let's get through this.
Yep.
Absolutely. We can do this, can't we?
Yeah, we're on.
Right, we're on.
Okay, we're going over to the snooker now from last week.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve Davis making this very enlightening short film about the science of snooker.
Our friends on the BBC show Plastics How It Works have explained the story in loving detail, recreating that initial solution and dipping their balls in it.
Steve Davis.
I know. Who I know. You? Being interesting.
More water, please.
And rude. Okay. Mm.
They are the snooker players are obsessed with the balls.
Yes.
Dennis Taylor couldn't contain himself when he was on Pointless recently.
Oh yeah. Well, if Chaz and Dave's worst record comes up, I might be able to get that snooker loopy. Does anybody remember that? Eh?
No.
Chaz shot a ball into my mouth, so I had to catch a white ball in my mouth.
Before you,
that was,
so ahead of it.
That was a good one.
That was an opportunity one.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
Right.
More water. Yeah. Mm-mm. We're not going to get Lorraine Kelly on bingo again, are we? You might as well make it a good one.
Good point.
Over to Gardner's question time now. Mm. You know Anne Swithenbank?
Stop that! I've run out now.
All right. More water for Lorraine, please. Water for Kelly. This is carnage.
Oh, are we the worst it's ever been as far as getting worse?
Brilliant.
We must be.
Oh, it's up there.
You know Anne Swithenbank?
Yes.
Anyway, here she is. Water, please.
Do you mollycoddle your tulips, Anne Swithenbank?
All fine. Gardener's Question Time have been at it again. This story about a torch seems to have got these ladies really quite overexcited, as you're about to hear.
No.
No?
No.
No, really?
No.
Can you imagine the scene? Sitting, this poor lady sitting squatted down the corner of a car park with a torch.
That'd be great.
Don't you think the neighbours might talk?
Oh, you got a rat bag?
She calls you a rat bag.
it's an honour.
Okay, get him, Lorraine.
I'm going to.
We're going over to BBC Radio 2 now.
Oh, right, okay.
Water, loads of it. Mm-hmm. Do you think Richard Allinson is slightly regretting choosing this text topic on his show?
Thank you for your mails and your texts and your tweets this morning. Silly games, in honour of the Knob Festival.
Water, please. Quickly.
What do you mean, quickly?
Quickly, I've got more to play. Chris? Mm. Hello?
Going on in Dorset tomorrow. Man Ran said, silliest game I played has to be hide the sausage.
I've never played that.
Knowing look to camera. Lorraine, you are filth.
Know,
okay. More water, please. Now, pray silence for Dame Dale Winton.
Horseradish sauce is traditionally...
I know what's coming.
He knows what... We've played this one before.
Oh,
Lorraine, are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
We need to get this woman a towel.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It's good.
Are you having more?
Thank you.
Not long now.
No, it's fine. Right. You can't just do it when you just hear Dale
Winton.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's because he's heard it before. It's a good one. Mm. Over to... Dale Winton.
Horseradish sauce is traditionally served with which roast meat?
I
love it too.
Think I know this. Pretty sure it's beef.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to plump for beef. Dude.
Would you like me to take beef as your answer?
Yes, please do.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
That is, if you've got a filthy mind.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
I'm looking for beef.
He's looking for beef. God love him.
Oh,
God love the man.
Oh, Lorraine.
What?
Nothing. This one's even better.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
Oh.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
That gets great. Look at Greg James outside. He's absolutely loving it. Okay. Two more.
Right, okay.
Oh, jeez.
Are you okay, son?
Yeah, I risk assessed this.
Oh, she called you son.
I didn't, I didn't put the bingo trousers on. I didn't think it was going to be like this.
Wow, it is. More water, Brett. Here we go. Let's go over to Antiques Roadshow now.
Well, I can show you, in fact.
But show me.
Okay, well, if we look at the binoculars, they've got a rubber bumper around them.
Yes.
And that. And then you take this rubber off.
That looks a bit stiff.
It's quite
pretty tight.
Yes.
Brain's lost it. Okay, one more. Then we can all dry off.
Okay.
It's a classic from Rick Stein.
It's called Ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
My Spanish is rubbish, I didn't get that one.
Again?
It's called Ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
Jeez.
Oh. Right, well, that's been,
this has been an honour.
One of my favourite things ever on this show. Thank you so much, Lorraine Kelly, playing Innuendo Bingo. Oh. What a sport, a national treasure, and up for a laugh. Thanks for watching, if you did.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, no, wringing out the clothes. Are you all right, Lorraine?
I'm really good, that was really good fun.
Really enjoyed that.
We're going to now go and get toweled down, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, good.
We'll towel each other down.
We'll towel each other down.
Thanks, Lorraine.
Thank you, lovely. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. I'm definitely going to find a date.
Yeah.
Because she is fun on a night out.
Yeah.
Lorraine Kelly, if you just
tune in. The only thing is she's got early starts. She can't do the week.
I know. And I don't want to be the one responsible for her not turning up one morning on daybreak. It's like, we've been ringing Lorraine, called about 30 times and no answer. And then it's my fault.
Yeah.
I've learned from that in the past, you know.
What are you doing
on this radio station?
Yeah, what are you doing on Saturday?
Saturday?
Yeah.
I'll be in Sweden. Eurovision Song Contest. Next week on BBC Three.
You're going there on Saturday?
I'm going there on Friday. Are you trying to trip me up?
No.
No.
And then what, you have a couple of days off and just enjoy yourself there?
No, we'll be filming me and Anna Matronic off the Scissor Sisters.
Is she well known?
Yeah, I think she's quite huge. We're going to be doing the show on Tuesday and Thursday next week.
Yeah.
From the host country, Sweden, a place called Malmo. Never been there before.
That's quite a small country,
isn't
it?
Looks nice. No, actually, it's not. It's quite vast. The Scott Mills
Daily. BBC Radio 1. Do you want to play a little game?
All right, what's this?
Impromptu game.
Okay.
Quick, yeah, you've got to answer quickly, though, yeah?
Okay.
I got some tunes. I just need you to name them.
Okay. Who...
Just need to press play.
Press play, right?
Go.
Okay. CeeLo Green.
Yeah.
That's the one about the bright lights and the city that's quite large.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one,
next
please.
Next one. Go, okay. Just keep going.
It's Big Pippin, baby.
Spinning
cheese. That's about the pimping that's quite large.
Yeah.
Jay-Z.
Okay, next one, quick.
Okay. Nelly Furtado. With huge hoops.
This isn't working.
Okay, next one, please. I like big
butts and I cannot lie. Sing along.
Baby Got Back.
Yeah. Your face, you get sprung. Yeah, this isn't working as planned.
This is about a fat girl.
That's not very nice.
But he thinks that she's really nice. Mika.
Hey!
Right. Yeah. The Weeknd.
Hang on. Whoa.
Oh, no!
Yes!
No! Yeah, you tricked me!
It wasn't going to work like that. Amazing.
Oh, that's good. Okay, well, I think it's good. It's not good because I messed it up, but I just said it. Did you do that on purpose? Did you?
No.
Did you point to the weekend and that I said it?
Maybe.
Rubbish. You did. Okay, good. So I just said that. I just said weekend. That means when you hear the klaxon, the phone lines are open. Don't call yet because I need to tell you something first. Here we go. Lines 1 to 4, make sure you are fully paying attention because this is your only clue. Listen now. This is the clue.
I am a Scottish DJ, a singer, a songwriter, and a record producer.
Okay. Line 1. What is your name and who is Phil talking about?
Hello?
Hello. Like your line.
Hello, sorry. It's
your
Kelly.
Line 1. Hi. Who are you?
You're right, Mills. It's Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. You're right.
Scott, I don't know who it is. I'm going to guess Toddler T.
Toddler T, you say?
Yeah, I don't have a clue, though. I'm going to guess.
Sorry, that's not me.
Oh. Line 2, what's your name and who is Phil talking about?
How you doing, Scott? My name is Rob. I think Phil is talking about the one and only Calvin Harris.
You say Calvin Harris?
I do, Scott.
Yeah, you're right. I'm Calvin Harris.
Yes, Rob!
Thank you very much.
How do you feel now? You're going to Big Weekend.
Oh, brilliant. I bet you're even more relieved as well. You can say Big and Weekend as well. Yeah.
Oh, well, I can for now, but then, like, we're back in the game in a minute, so I won't be able to say it again, and if I do, then the klaxon will go off again.
He'll be trying to catch out again, won't he?
Yeah, of course I will. Hey, Rob, who do you want to see at Big Weekend, mostly?
Oh, who don't you, isn't it? Ooh.
It's an incredible lineup.
To be honest, I'd like to see Bruno Mars, actually.
Yeah, he's going to be good.
Losing it. Not just saying that, I think, you know, I think he'll be good value for money, I think. You know.
Even though you're not paying any.
Great value.
Of course, no.
I think he's great value for money. So that's on the Sunday night, Bruno Mars. We will see you at Big Weekend, Rob. Well done.
Thank you very much. Cheers, Carl. Cheers, Chris.
Okay, we are back in play. Now I can't say those two words.
Big
or
Weekend. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. This is Scott Mills. I'm enjoying this now.
Why?
I don't know. It's just a fun game.
You see, I'm just trying to think of new ways to catch it. I can't believe the last time worked.
I know, because you're about to give up on it.
It's crazy. What did you say again?
I said that two-day thing that happens at the end of... after Friday.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
I really want to do my best to get you to say it again.
I'm sure you will. Because we've got, like, what, one more pair of tickets now for the event happening in Derry, Londonderry. I'm going to stop talking now. You know that some of my friends, you included, often call me Scott Spills?
Yes.
Why is that, please?
Because you're just, every now and then you're a little bit clumsy because you rush things. You, like, will be out or something like that. You'll spill. Like, I recently went out to a cafe with you, didn't I? And you spilt the milk everywhere. So then immediately I take a photo, put it on Twitter and use the hashtag Scott Spills.
It's true. I can't eat or drink anything without spilling just a little bit. Remember I had that coffee in here yesterday?
Yeah.
Not in here, obviously. I mean outside.
Of course, just outside the studio.
That's right, because we're not allowed to have food in here or drink.
We didn't really talk about this yesterday because I didn't want to draw attention to it in case it embarrassed you. But
it was like it was like a 90-year-old dribble.
Yeah.
It was like, do you know what I mean? I might as well be in a home.
You spill a lot.
I do. It was just like a little, you know, like when you just had your teeth done and it's all numb and it just goes and wheeze out the side of your mouth.
Yeah.
What's going on? I can't now eat or drink anything without spilling it. It's getting worse. Not one drink or meal goes by now where I don't spill it. Massive latte stain on this new top earlier. Which has it come out now? It's come out.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's still there. Look, you can see it.
Brilliant. God, that's quite a stain, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Quite a lot.
Every single meal. I need to get bibs or something.
You need to get what?
Bibs.
Oh. Yeah, cool.
Bibs.
Yeah.
Not the other word. Can you get them for adults?
Can you get adult bibs?
I don't know. Can you look it up?
I'm worried this is going to go dangerously towards the territory where you start calling me an
adult baby.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought we'd moved away from that.
And there'll be pictures of people with dummies in the mouth and stuff. Let's not look that up at work.
No.
You're not, are you? Thank God.
No, he's looking up adult bibs.
It's just straying into that territory. Are they on?
They're on.
Yes. Right, let me have a look. This is Imagine Dragons. Oh, they are fantastic. BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm concerned that the bibs that I'm getting, the adult bibs, they're more kind of tabard.
What's that?
A tabard is like, you know the cleaners at Radio 1?
Yeah.
That's what they wear. And sometimes the lady in the supermarket, when she's checking out your goods, your groceries, will wear a tabard.
I can't imagine you in the shops. When's the last time you did that?
When I went to the shops?
Yeah, I'm just
you're
trying.
You're so bad at this.
How was your barbecue last night?
I cleaned my barbecue and then I lit my barbecue.
Brilliant, because I wasn't sure if it was one of these things where you'd done the job on cleaning it and then you just go back to being sort of lazy you and just ordering a takeaway.
Okay, here's the thing. I almost had to take it indoors and put it in the oven because I could not find how to light it.
The gas barbecue.
I nearly abandoned it.
Oh, so it's not even a charcoal one.
But I tell you what's really useful. I don't know whether anyone uses these. Those how-to videos on the internet. They're so good. I was about to just literally go, oh, I can't be bothered with this. I had all sorts. I'd laid out. I had a salad
press
laid.
Press a button.
Salad laid out. Well, no, because the ignition thing doesn't work. So I had to
release the gas.
I didn't know this. So I obviously Googled what to do.
What's this?
And this is what I was doing last night. I'll show you now. So these are so useful. And then after this guy explained everything to me, I was like, right, I've got it now. I know exactly what to do. Yeah. They're so good. I don't know why I haven't used these before.
When starting your propane grill, first thing you need to do is turn on your propane. You're going to turn it counterclockwise till it's all the way up. You want to make sure you have all the gas going through the lines.
Didn't know that.
Now that we've got the propane started, we need to light the grill.
Oh, my
word. A couple ways you can do this. First, want to make sure your grill lid's up.
Yeah, I lift it up.
Turn one of the burners on to the light position.
Okay.
And press the automatic ignition.
Yeah, that didn't work.
So when you... Hang on a second. So when you...
That doesn't work. There's another way to do it.
Yes.
All you need to do is find the hole that's on the side of your grill here.
Yes, the hole on the side.
Light stick. Light it up. Turn on your gas.
What a dude that man is. Thank you so much.
So he saved your barbecue. So what did you do? You couldn't light the barbecue. And this is my favourite thing about you, is imagining what you then typed into Google.
I put, how to light a gas barbecue. And I didn't know, they seem to have a lot of them for everything, the how-to videos.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I just don't know how to get you to say it now. Do you know what I like, though, is you're much more relaxed about it. You were a bit stressed when we started the show.
Right.
So I'm thinking just leave you to it.
Sure.
And at some point, you'll say the words.
Yeah. I mean, it's only two words. How hard can it be?
Mm.
So if I do say either of those words, then you'll get tickets to the thing.
Yeah.
The event thing that we're doing,
mm-hmm.
which is huge, and over 3 days this year. Hey, listen, I've just found another how-to video which might come in handy.
Some of the ones that people are sending in, some of the names of them are amazing.
This is after I had to search for how to light a gas barbecue yesterday. I've just found how to kiss passionately. So if anyone's planning on doing that tonight, here's your how-to. This is the six steps to this. Who knew that it was so involved? This is step four. This is like the main bit.
Step four, the lips. It's best to start off simply. When it feels right, tilt your head slightly to one side to avoid clashing noses. Lean in and press your lips onto your partner's lips, softly, so you don't bump teeth. If you do bump teeth accidentally, just carry on kissing.
Really is one for everything, isn't there? It's brilliant.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Real or no real today at 3:40. And who's playing that? Is it Charlie Sloth? Oh, it is Charlie Sloth, because it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
The big man is for... Oh, no! Oh, no!
And you're being fattest as well.
No, he's fattest.
Double whammy.
No, he's fattest. Right, here we go again. So I just said big, which means the phone lines are going to open soon. When you hear a klaxon... Oh, that is gutting.
You were doing well.
Oh! Please pay attention. This is your only clue coming right now to one of the artists.
I am a 20-year-old male singer from Brighton.
Okay, let's go to line one. Hello, what's your name and who is Phil talking about?
Hello, my name is Raphael.
Hello, Raphael. What's your answer?
Ollie Moores.
Ollie Moores.
No, sorry, wrong.
Okay. Line two, who are you and who is Phil referring to?
I'm Colin and is it Jake Bug?
You're saying Jake Bug, Colin.
No, I'm not him.
Ah. Line three, who are you and who is Phil talking about?
My name's Lucy and is it Connor Maynard?
Connor Maynard.
Yeah, that's right. I'm Connor Maynard.
Yes, Lucy!
Yes!
Yeah. So you're coming to Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Oh my God.
How good is that?
That's crazy.
Where do you live, please?
Chichester.
Chichester, near Bognor Regis.
Yeah, West Sussex area.
Well, we're going to put you on a plane. Have you ever been on a plane before?
Yeah.
Great question.
Okay, so you're getting a plane. And have you ever stayed in a hotel before?
Yeah.
Right, wicked. Well, you're doing both of those for maybe the second or third time at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Derry, Londonderry. We'll see you there, Lucy. Well done.
God.
That's good, isn't it?
That's just amazing.
I'll just let that sink in for a minute and play Connor Maynard.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's Charlie Sloth.
Ow.
Ow.
What was the breathing bit?
You were panting again there. It was weird.
What was the breathing bit before?
I was just trying to get myself ready for it.
Okay. Ow. I thought you meant that I was breathless all the time. I thought you were being fattest again.
I'm not. No, you're fattest.
No, I mean, you clearly are fattest. I heard that clip earlier. You're clearly fattest. So
he was fattest earlier when he said the word he was not allowed to say.
Yeah.
Which he can say now, actually, so you might as well.
Yeah, all tickets are gone.
They're all gone.
Yeah. So I can say big and weekend. It's all absolutely fine. The pressure's off.
Wow.
Oh, you missed a brilliant innuendo bingo earlier with Lorraine Kelly.
Oh,
so good.
Is it online yet?
We're working on it right now.
I'll watch it later.
There will be a video online later on. If you did miss watching it earlier at 1:45, just got fully involved with it. It was absolutely brilliant.
Did you get wet?
Oh, yeah.
Soaking?
Soaking wet.
Whoa.
Really good. How are you, Charlie?
I'm all right. I'm great, thanks, actually.
Strong denim look today.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
Just had
a nice steak bake.
Yeah, I love
and
them.
And a chicken one.
I love them.
Hey, you were the subject of one of the Real or No Reels last week.
Was I?
And it was whether you hold all your business meetings in the daytime in an American diner. Mm. And it was real.
It is real. Apparently you're in there twice a day because we knew you go in before your show.
Who told you this?
You've been spotted in there having meetings before.
Who told you this?
And then we, because Greg was on, he says that he knows for a fact that he sees you sneak out at Newsbeat. You have a quick meeting back in that burger place and then come and he sees you running in.
Do you know, it's funny because we actually went to a different place today because I've been through the menu four times over.
Yeah. Honestly, you've been spotted in there several times.
That's real.
The one that begins with T.
That's not even a joke. Yes, the one that begins with T.
Yeah, you're always
in there. I go there with my production team, and we go there literally every day, and I kind of keep tabs on what I have.
Mm. He's been through the menu four times.
There's nothing left.
Yeah.
I actually asked the manager last week if they can put something else on the menu so I can try it. I've even been through all the ice creams.
Well, you're in there twice a day, Charlie.
I've gone through all the desserts.
It's so good. You're like their number one customer.
I really am.
You're customer of the year.
They all know my name. I know none of theirs. It feels quite rude.
Yeah, that is quite rude. Okay, Charlie's on One Extra at 4 o'clock. Extra hip-hop, extra R&B, and he's a very funny man. It's a good show. 4 o'clock, One Extra, if you can get that, on DAB. Digital radio, online, on your telly. Loads of ways to listen to One Extra. Okay, let's play with Charlie Sloth, Real or No Real. Are these fact or not?
In the Jurassic Park films, the noises made by the velociraptors were actually the sounds made by mating tortoises.
Whoa.
That's going to blow your mind.
Yeah, but they have to get the noises from somewhere. Mm. I'd never thought about that, where they actually get the noises from.
Yeah, I haven't thought about that either. Mm. When it's a dinosaur.
Have we got a clip that we can play?
Have we?
Absolutely not.
No. No, we don't. But it's not a human-sounding noise, that.
No.
But here's the thing. I've never heard a tortoise having sex, either. So
no.
I don't know.
No. You can't imagine what that is.
No.
But saying that, It is the obvious go-to if...
I've heard a fox,
if you're going to think of...
You heard a fox?
Oh, my word. Outside my house, they're always at it.
Yeah. Really?
It's a terrifying sound.
I thought that was something... They were doing something else.
No. It's...
Is that?
It's that.
Better than the screaming thing. Ah!
Have you heard that?
Whoa!
Have you got foxes? Yeah. Of course you have.
Your impression of a fox is amazing, Charlie.
Of course you've got... That's exactly what they do. They're enjoying it.
It's the first time I heard it. I nearly called the police. I'm not joking, I really did.
It is terrifying.
I was like, oh my God, let me go out my flashlight, make sure everyone's right.
Well, you're there alone in your country manor, aren't you?
Big country manor.
102-inch television.
Yeah, that's in the bedroom, that one, by the way.
Oh, actually, I've just found the raptor noises. Hang on. Is this naughty tortoises?
I don't even know tortoises can make noises. Whoa, that's a serious noise. If that is a tortoise getting at it, they sound like they're enjoying themselves. So
they're up there with the foxes.
Whoa. Whoa.
Okay. So, real or no real? The Jurassic Park raptors.
That's not real.
So what was that? Was that a tortoise or a raptor?
That's a raptor.
Right.
Could be a tortoise.
What did you say? No,
I'm
real.
Not saying no real.
I'm saying real.
That one is real.
No,
no, it's not.
Well, that must be one of them giant tortoises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And next on real or no real.
Ants nod to each other as they pass.
Yep, hello. Good morning.
I've started doing this more and more. I think it's because I watch Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Or is that the one? Or am I thinking where it's all really old English people?
Yeah, that could be it.
Bankers.
Yeah.
And they, and so I've started doing this myself. And when they pass each other, they sort of nod. I like their style. So I've started doing this to people as a pass.
It's a knowing nod, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. I felt like a bit of a tool when I did this to our boss earlier, though.
No, yeah, don't nod.
Because it was the kind of thing where it's like, I regret doing that immediately.
But do ants nod to each other as they pass? Mm. Good morning. Morning.
Good morning, sir. Have you seen that thing, Ants, the cartoon?
Yeah, the film one.
The film thing. They did it in that.
Did they?
Yeah.
I don't think that's...
Maybe that's what it was based on.
How do you remember that?
Because I was a sick film, guys. Sick film.
On his 101-inch screen.
102.
Yeah. 102. Every inch counts.
Every inch counts.
So, real or no real?
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say no real as well, actually.
That one is real.
Whoa! I said real there, didn't I?
I'm sorry. Ants nod at each other as they pass.
Yes.
And this is real?
Real.
And no one's questioning this?
No.
Right.
Absolutely. Don't ever question the fact.
They
do, though.
Wow.
Chris has
this
lost it.
This is amazing. Yeah. It's real.
Yeah.
That, no.
Next.
According to UN figures in 2010, 97% of men and 93% of women on the island of Nauru were either overweight or obese, making it the fattest nation on Earth.
Please don't be fattest.
This is so fattest. I'm just waiting for the fat jokes.
You're fattest.
You are actually fattest.
No, you are, though.
I am really starting to believe that you actually are fattest.
But look at you. You're fattest,
no,
clearly.
I'm waiting for you to say that your best friend's fat.
Yeah.
Silence.
Yeah. I'm not being fattest, but that kind of thing.
97% of men and 93% of women overweight on the island of Nauru.
Where's Nauru?
Don't know.
Where is that?
Don't know. Does that matter?
Is it definitely real? Nauru?
Yeah. Nauru.
No one knows? No. Okay.
I'm going to say no real.
Go on then, just for competition, I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's a high percentage.
And have you not got any points yet?
No.
I know. Next.
A new website has been set up called Guilt-Free Bacon, which pairs vegetarians up with meat eaters who promise to eat a meat-free meal so that the vegetarian can have a bacon sandwich with a clear conscience.
What? Interesting idea. Yeah, that I suppose what they're saying is if the vegetarian wants to give it a go, they can, knowing that someone else has given up their meat. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a sort of, I kind of get the moral bit of that.
The thing is, right, with vegetarians, they do take it very seriously. But sometimes they must, like the rest of us, get that whiff of bacon and think, I might just give it a go.
I don't know.
Bacon smells lush.
I don't know. Our lovely producer, who is a vegetarian, is shaking her head,
oh,
saying,
but "Come on, sometimes you just want a bacon sandwich, don't you?" I know it's all.
Well, she doesn't. That's the point.
Look, some of my best friends are vegetarians. It's all fine, but you sometimes want a little bacon, just a little bit of bacon. If no one noticed, if no one knew about it, maybe some wafer thin ham because it didn't count,
or a pepperami,
or a, no, no one wants that.
No, what's that?
No.
Oh, my God, I eat so many of them.
Yeah, I love pepperonis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, just me then. Oh, no, the vegetarians are going to be on now. Mm. Right, so guilt-free bacon, real or no real?
Mm. I think it's an interesting idea, but, yeah, I'm going to have to say no real.
You say real, just
in
case.
I'll say real.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll say no real.
That one is no real.
Yes, finally got some points.
Yes!
And at the end of that...
Oh, he scored 20. Charlie scored 10.
Very
fascinating.
I've not been doing well lately, you know.
No, I know.
I'm never going to win this trip to Barbados.
Which is not the prize.
Wow. Is it true there's a band on Radio 1 that you guys play called Scared Rabbit?
Frightened Rabbit. They're on the Radio 1 Big Weekend.
You guys play.
Are they good?
Really good.
Really good?
Yeah.
Why did
I
call yourself?
I wanted to set up a tribute
rabbit
band to them called Startled Squirrel, but never got round to it.
Why are you so interested in Frightened Rabbit, please?
Because I just can't imagine anyone calling themselves Frightened Rabbit.
That one hasn't hit the airwaves of One Extra yet, no?
No. And Everything?
Yeah, that's on.
Yeah. Are they good?
Also on at Radio One Big Weekend, yes.
Yeah, this is where I saw their names.
Yeah. So you've never heard of these people before in your life?
Never. In a million years.
Maybe we should play some to you when you next come in.
Yeah, can you do that? A bit of Startled Rabbit?
Yeah, no problem. I'll do that for you.
Yeah, and a bit of everything. Yeah. What do they play? Everything. Everything.
Just the name of the band.
Yeah. So it's not kind of like it does what it says on the tin.
No, absolutely not.
They were in the Live Lounge not too long ago. We can play it to you.
Mm. Yeah, was it good?
Yeah, really good. They did a cover of Mirrors by Justin Timberlake. One of the best things I've ever heard.
I like that song, actually.
Yeah.
Why did you just say it was rubbish?
No.
You might not.
Chris, you said it was rubbish.
I did not say
it. You just said it was rubbish.
Right, now you're lying. This version is different.
It's different. A nice way of saying rubbish.
If you like the Justin, like,
good. On my show, now and again, I will use that word different to say something's rubbish.
It's not the same as the Justin Timberlake version. You'll probably prefer that.
Is it wink, wink, nudge, nudge, this is all right?
It's alternative.
Thanks, Charlie. He's on Radio 1 Extra. If you want to see the video of Lorraine Kelly, Radio 1 YouTube channel, it's going to be on there. Okay, we're back tomorrow between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. Listen live or get the podcast. Stop Mills. BBC Radio 1.